I'm on the winning side. Amen. Last verse. I will never have a fear, for my Lord is ever near, and in Him so often I confide. He's the keeper of my soul, since I gave Him full control, and He placed me on the winning side. Well, I am on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the win. Let's do the chorus one more time. Well, I am on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin no more will I. Amen. Sing out. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. You know, You never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to hear. One man said, we've seen strange things. Amen. Amen. I like to see something happen I never have seen happen before. Amen. You might think you've seen it all, but you haven't. Amen. Now, God's got things that we hadn't seen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I hope I get a little glimpse, amen, of those things that John saw and those things that Paul heard. Amen. I'm going to see them and hear them one of these days. Amen. But I tell you what, it's good to be in God's house now. Amen. I tell you what, I love that old song. Brethren, we're here for one purpose tonight, and that's to worship, amen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen tonight. If we can worship Him, then the Heavenly Father will be glorified. Amen. Through Him, amen tonight. Let's just obey the Lord. If the Spirit's in it, it'll be all right. Amen. Just do what God tells you to do. Amen. It's good to be here. Appreciate everyone for coming tonight. I tell you what, we had a wonderful service last night, and I'm looking for one tonight. Amen. You know, I tell you what, I found out, amen, about going to church. You usually get out of it, amen, what you expect. Amen. Amen. What you put into it. Amen. Amen. Listen, all right, let's just go to meeting. Amen tonight. Any unspoken prayer requests, but lift your hands tonight. We always start with an altar of prayer. If the ladies would like to meet on this side, gentlemen on this side, we'll have an altar of prayer tonight. Let's keep the service in our prayers tonight that God's will be done here tonight. Amen.
As we come down to the I've got a first cousin that her son died down in Florida. It's just pray for my cousin, Lord's Lord.
Brother Josh Coward, would you take us to the Lord in prayer?
Heavenly Father, Lord,
thank you.
that smoke came. I, Lord, may it be certain that will stir our hearts. And we'll thank you for it, and we'll praise you for it. And we ask it in the love and name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And for our sins tonight, Lord, we do love it.
These altars are always open tonight. Anytime you feel a busy come and pray, it doesn't matter what happens. You just follow the leadership of the Lord. Amen. Tonight.
Need your help just for a little bit. We're going to do hopefully just one verse of this song, and then we're going to go to another one right quick. It's 515 out of the Songs of Faith. Just to give you an idea, I think we're going to try to do it a cappella. Once she gives me the key, one more time. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood.
Out of the Songs of Faith, please. Oh, hallelujah. As Teddy says every once in a while, and I heard Brother Harold say it, boy, it ought to make you shout. Boy, I'm thankful for the blood. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but the King of passion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, who took me under. Was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. Oh, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child, oh, with a heavenly home. My Holy Father has made me His own, and I'm cleansed by His blood, and I'm clothed in His love, and someday I'll sing, oh, with the angels above. Oh, yes.
One more time.
Praise God. 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 And God's people says, Amen.
Amen. We're glad to have the Hendersons with us.
Amen.
Strangers. Y'all pray for me. Thank you. I'm saying.
Yes.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
It is so good to see you all.
Somebody knows all about you, they still love you and they're your friend. Well, he knows all about us tonight. I don't know all about you and you don't know all about me, but he knows all about all of us. I'm glad he knows about every struggle we have, every little problem we have. And I'm glad he's concerned about it. May seem like a little bitty thing to us, but I'm glad he loves us. To be well known of men, I may not ever be, good deeds, nor any great parades to honor me. But there's a record book. My name is written. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's still forevermore. It's in that book of life, kept by the Lord. For every deed I do, for every word I say, there is a record kept until the judgment day. My name will not be lost, misplaced or overlooked. For if kept safely in God's record book, and there's a record book, my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forever. It's in that book of life, kept by the Lord. Why worry about tomorrow? Why worry if your steps are getting slow? If your life has been spent for
you shake could be the hand.
my Savior, but serving Him has been such a thrill. I have never seen the gates to that city. Oh,
I'll tell you, it's been good to be here tonight. And you just have to leave the walks of this life to get any better. Absolutely. I thank the Lord for what we've been able to feel. And I'm glad of the Lord I know tonight. I thought about that as they were singing 1956, God Save My Soul. My name was recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Copper Hill paper never said nothing about it.
God bless
you. But I'll tell you, it's still there. I'm glad He said, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption." I'm glad, glory to God, tonight that we got a better place to go. And I'm thankful tonight that I know Him in the free pardon of sin. I know Jesus tonight, Brother Max, because He's the one that saved me. And He's the one that's brought me thus far, and He's the one that's going to take me on. And brother, I'll tell you, I don't believe it'll be long, but I thank God I'm ready to go tonight. It was just hard to sit there, and I don't know if there'll be any preaching done or not, but anyway, I'm glad of the Lord. And lost man, woman, boy, girl, if you're here tonight, you could already be saved. Absolutely. I believe if you're here lost and God's dealt with you, all you got to do is come and believe. Trust in the Lord. Ask Him to save your soul. God will do that tonight. And I want to say this hurriedly. I usually don't talk much, but I thank God for all you good people that are here tonight. Got a lot of good friends down through the years, and I thank you for coming tonight. Thank God for all you good preacher friends and everyone that's here tonight. But I thank God most of all for Jesus. Amen. Now you pray for us tonight, and you know, when it gets so high, why sometimes, glory to God, you just don't know which way to go. But I'm glad of what I can feel. Amen. I'm glad the Lord's good to us. Amen. And that, heard a song coming up the road, and it said, I'm an heir of the a royal priesthood. Amen. I'm part of the royal family. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a peculiar people tonight. But I'm one of God's people. Amen. If you're here lost again, we want to see you saved. But you pray for us tonight, glory to God, and we'll try to do that, God, to be pleased with. And tonight again, I thank Him. I thank Him tonight for everything. And I appreciate the Hendersons. Boy, you've been a blessing to me. And I thank God for them are still singing, still going on that road. Amen. Glory to God. You know, well, I ain't going to say that either, but I thank God tonight for what He's done for us. Amen. You pray tonight, glory to God, if we can get there where God would have us to be. And we want to read a few verses in the book of Acts tonight. Amen. Chapter 8. And this is what the Lord left with us, and we're going to give it to you tonight and try to do that that God said for us to do. Amen. Chapter 8 and verse 26. And every one of you know this scripture tonight. The Bible said, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, under the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand thou what thou readest. And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scriptures and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. Now I know there's more on that there tonight, but we're not going to read any of that tonight. Glory to God. But my friend, I want you to think about this tonight and that there tonight. And I, as I said again, my desire is to come this way, my friend, and that to try to see somebody saved. Glory to God tonight and there. These singers, glory to God. Brother, and I want to say the church tonight. Brother, how good the singing was. Brother, I like to sing in glory to God. My friend, when it's sung in the Spirit. Brother, I like to preach in when it's preached in the Spirit. Glory to God tonight. But I want you to think about this tonight. My friend, the Bible said there that he preached unto him Jesus. Now listen to that, friend. Brother, we've come this way, this way. Brother, to try to tell you about brother, a man that loves you. Glory to God's great name tonight. Brother, and his name is Jesus. Brother, I'm glad of that tonight. My friend, somebody said, why, preacher? Glory to God, you ought to get a little deeper. There ain't nothing no deeper. There ain't nothing no sweeter. Glory to God, tonight there's nothing else that'll save your children. That'll save my children. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Brother, but I thought about you. Brother, oh, Philip there, glory to God. He had obeyed God. You know, a lot of time, friend of mine, we want to do what we want to do. But God said, Philip, go down there. Go down to Gaza, the desert. Friend of mine there tonight. So he went down there. Friend, listen tonight. Brother, there Philip was obeying God. When me and you obey God, things will happen. I believe that tonight. I believe it with all of my heart tonight. You speak all the word, my friend, that you want to speak. But I'll tell you, if God's not in the matter, it don't work tonight. But listen tonight. My friend, I want to get dead there tonight. Amen. The Bible said there that there the Enoch, glory to God, had been over there to worship. But I'll tell you, he didn't know what he was worshiping. But friend of mine, listen. He had there wasn't nothing he was reading. The Word of God. Now listen to my children. Brother, before I got saved, I didn't fully understand the Word of God. But I'll tell you, I heard the Word of God. And one day it spoke to me. Amen. It let me know that I was lost in a dud. It let me know that I needed someone. It let me know that I needed something in my life. Amen. So there, glory to God. Brother, tonight I'm thankful. You know, I keep saying, Harold, you need to slow down a little bit. But I'll tell you what, glory to God. A friend of mine tonight, brother, I'm so glad, glory to God. My Lord went all the way for me. Thank God for Jesus. I want to do the best I can for Him. But I want people, amen, to know what I'm saying, glory to God. And my friend there today, but listen, the Bible said there that he was reading in Isaiah there. I love this scripture. Glory to God's great name there. My friend there were. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Think about it tonight. My friend, our Lord loved me and you enough. Brother, thy friend, I'm so glad. He was the supreme sacrifice. A lamb that was led to the slaughter. Open not his mouth. Glory to God. I said, Father, I'll go. There had to be that. My friend, supreme sacrifice. There had to be someone or something, amen, to pay the sin debt. The blood of bulls and goats and calves, turtle doves and heifer. I never could do nothing for sin. But I'll tell you what, sir. One day, glory to God, a darling Lamb of God, I went to Calvary. Well, praise His holy name. I thank God for Jesus. Brother, and He yielded. I gave His life on an old rugged cross. A friend of mine, sir, somebody said He took His life. I know He did. Brother, I'm so glad there. Randy, I said, I got the power to lay it down. I got the power to raise it up. Thank God. I've received out of my Father. I'm so glad of that today. Friend, listen today. But this darling Lamb of God, went there and paid. I died on that old rugged cross. My friend, for my sin and your sin and the sins of the whole wide world. Thank God. Brother, that old song said, he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. Well, He sees me as unworthy and not as I am. Thank God for Jesus. Brother, He loves us tonight. Thank God. That darling Lamb of God. Well, it taketh away the sins of the world. A friend of mine tonight. If you don't know Him, you know what? Have these sisters, Henderson, boy, when they begin to sing about this God, about Jesus, amen. You could just see it in their lives. They knew Him, Randy. Glory to God. They knew who He was. And friend, you can know Him tonight. If you've never been saved, you can know the Lord and Savior in the free pardon of sin. Listen tonight. Brother, He loves you. And the Bible said, amen. Glory to God. This darling Lamb of God. A friend of mine. A friend, amen. Somebody said, glory to God. I wonder what they're going to pray. Paul, amen. I said, boys, I'm going to tell you about. Amen. The dead. I'm going to tell you about the burial, and I'm going to tell you about the resurrection. Glory to God. My friend, if He'd only died, my friend, we'd have still been lost. But He stayed in the tomb 3 days and 3 nights, and He come up from there. Glory to God. Death couldn't hold Him. Thank God for Jesus, my friend. I defeated the devil. I took the keys of death and hell. My friend. John saw Him over there. That's what I'm glad of. Thank God. Brother. John saw Him. And he said, John, my friend, he was afraid. I put His hand on Him. I said, I am He that was dead. But said John, I'm alive. Forevermore. I've got the keys of death and hell. My children, listen. He done that for me and for you and the whole wide world. And brother, tonight, if you're lost, you can be saved, amen, because of this man called Jesus. He's the one that done it all tonight. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God I've come this far, Kenny, by faith, leaning on His arm. And brother, somebody said, don't worry about it. Glory to God. His promises don't bend. They don't break. They're always the same. And brother, I'm glad tonight that you can have Him.
Yes.
If you look to Him. Oh, listen tonight. Brother, He had to die. Sure He did. He had to die. Glory to God. But my friend, while He was there on the cross, amen, I said, why this man couldn't he save himself? Listen tonight, he could have, but it wasn't God's plan. He said, for this cause came I unto the world. This is why I had to come, to die. Glory to God. Nobody else could. Nothing else could. There ain't enough money in the world to buy your salvation. But it had to come to the darling Son of God. And my friend, that's what I'm glad of. Listen there. Glory to God. Brother Philip said, understandest what thou readest. He said, how can I except some man guide me? Why, Mr. Philip, I don't know. Glory to God. Brother, I'm so glad of that. Brother, there's an old preacher man. My friend that preached the night I got saved. He said, I was down in the cold, down at his spring, and said, God laid a little old white-headed boy on his heart. Amen. Joy, you probably know, Brother Warren G. Payne. And glory to God that night. I don't know what he preached, but I'll tell you, I come out of there. I know he preached Jesus. And my friend, I knew if I could repent and believe on Him, I could be saved by the grace of God. Oh, I'll tell you what. I've come out of there. My friend, Lord, I come out of there condemned. Brother, I come out of there, Randy, not knowing what to do. But I'll tell you, when I come up from that van, God had gloriously saved my soul. And I've never asked God no more. I got it, amen. Thank God. I'm always going to have it. Brother, why, Jimmy? Because the Lord gave His life for me. I said I could, amen. Because I live, ye shall live also. That's what the Lord told us, amen. And brother, I'm glad. I'm not preaching to go to Him. Amen. Sister Henderson, you're not singing to go to heaven. But I'd like to see somebody else go with me. Thank God. Brother, tonight you hear me. Brother, you can be saved tonight. You can have the joy that we've got if you'll turn your life over to Jesus. Amen. 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 Oh, I'll tell you what. Amen. It breaks my heart when I think about a sinless person, the sinless Son of God. Brother, no God I was found in His mouth. Thank God. Brother, but He had to die. He took the sins of the whole wide world. I made a show of them openly. I nailed them to an old rugged cross. And my friend triumphed over all of it. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to ask the devil a thing in the world. I don't have to ask him, amen, if it'll be all right to sing, Jimmy. Thank God. Matt, I'm glad. Glory to God. He said, if a son make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Amen.
Thank God. I got turned loose one night. I've been free ever since. And you can too, amen. Thank God. The devil don't have no hold over God's people.
That's
right, brother. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you. Boy, this singing was good, wasn't it? Amen. Amen. I thought about how God's people sung tonight. And I thought about how, Lord, how wonderful it is. The church we're going to place. Amen. Amen. I don't know what heaven's going to be like. You don't either, amen. I don't know what God's got in store for us, amen. You don't either. But I can tell you a lot of things that won't be there. But leave it all behind. Amen. Thank God one day we're going to leave it all behind. And it might be tonight. I don't know. But I'll tell you, I'm ready to go. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Praise His holy name. Amen. Brother Ranch King said one time, I had 1,000 tongues and turned them all loose at one time. He said, I'll never get it told. Amen. And that's the truth tonight. I'm glad of it. But listen, the Bible tells us there that He got up there with Him in that chariot. Amen. And what did He preach about the world events? No. He didn't tell him how the braves of the Falcons were doing, did he? No. He didn't preach to him what was happening in Washington. No. But he preached to him Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Man, what a message that must have been. He told him about Jesus. And the old boy may have not understood, but I believe when he got through, glory to God, I believe he had a feeling. Amen. Thank God. Brother, he said, what does hinder me to be baptized? Glory to God, and he's out in the desert. Amen. Philip said, do you believe? And the Lord Jesus cried. Brother, he said, yeah, he did. Glory to God. And brother, they found the water hole. Brother, and he went down there. Philip baptized him. They come up from there. Brother, Philip took off somewhere else. The old eunuch went on his way rejoicing. What a testimony he must have had. What a life. What a time was changed, Jeff, because a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
Joseph told, the angel told Joseph, said, his name shall be called Jesus, and he'll save his people from their sin.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm glad of today. Thank God I ain't afraid to preach any message that God gives me, Randy. But I'll tell you till Jesus gets there. I don't want to try. When he gets there, it's all right. Thank God. We'll be all right, church. Amen. One day we'll preach our last message. One day you'll sing your last song. One day you'll pray your last prayer on this side. Then we'll go home. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I want them to get a song. Amen. Yes, Lord, to God's great name tonight. Amen. Listen tonight. Somebody said, glory to God, I wonder what. I wonder what I could preach today. Children, I'll tell you what. Brother, just preach Jesus. Amen. And when he gives you that touch, the Word of God will not return void. But it'll go out there. It'll accomplish that where it pleases him. Amen. God's the one that sends it. God's the one that tells you. He's the one, amen. We're just little vessels, amen.
Amen.
God use it. I'm glad. But every once in a while, brother, he lets us feel. Brother, he just fills us up, brother Tarpley. I'm glad, glory to God, while we stand our feet, amen. Brother, tonight, and brother Ted, would you come out here? My friend, God loves you tonight. And God cares in just as much as that uni there, that Ethiopian. I heard about Jesus. Friend, I told you tonight that Jesus cried. I've come to give his life that you could have life.
Have Jesus
and have him more
and
money.
Riches.
I wonder, would you love to come tonight?
I'd rather.
You've never been saved. God
Jesus
wants to save you.
Than have Israel. I'd rather
to give you the victory.
Be led.
How about
by
it tonight?
Glory to God.
Is there somebody tonight
let
you'd love to come?
A king.
Would you love to meet this man called Jesus?
Or be held in sin's dread sway? I'd rather Jesus than anything. This world is Lord's today.
Just play softly for one time. You know, the Bible teaches us it's once appointed unto man. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after it's the judgment.
Yes, sir.
And it's coming to every one of us.
Yes, sir.
It's coming to the least, little babies, 5, 6 years old, coming to the teenagers, to coming to the middle age and the old people. All is going to have to taste death one day after a while. And my friend, I pray that if you're here tonight, got Jesus in your life. And somebody said, well, preacher, do you think he'll save me? You won't know till you come.
Bless him, Lord.
You don't know till you call on him. But I'm glad he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, I never had a penny in my pocket the night God saved me. But I'm just as saved as a millionaire. He said, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what would it profit you? Or what would you give in exchange? My Lord, the Bible said Jesus was in the world. And the world was made by him. But yet the world knew him not.
That's right.
Hey man, it can't be bought, children.
That's right.
You can pay your tithes every Sunday.
Right.
You can be here every Sunday and Sunday night and Wednesday night and go to every revival. And if your name ain't in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's why these people was rejoicing. If that name's written there. Those that were not found written in the Book of Life was cast to the lake of fire. And that's a fact. That's a reality. And when you leave the walks of this life, that's the end of the world for you as far as you're concerned. There's no more opportunity. Please obey the Lord tonight. Jesus loves you. Sing another verse, brother. Jesus loves you and He cares tonight. How about it tonight? Jesus, Jesus, tonight. That's what it is. That's it, glory to God. Thank God, none of the angels said to sit on my right hand. None of the angels, He told them to come, glory to God. But He did Jesus.
I'd rather be true to His holy name.
Are you not saved? That's what we're
learn to be a king.
How can I? It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching.
I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
One more verse. I'd rather have Jesus. Amen. Come on, sing another verse of that. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus.
Would you love to
than
come to
silver or gold?
Would you deny me,
I'd rather have Jesus than riches.
He wants to help you tonight. My God, He wants to give you that peace.
Have Jesus than have this. I'd rather.
And He said, son, you won't go tell Mama what the Lord done for you. I said, I sure do. Amen. He'll save you if you'll ask Him.
I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
God tell you to go on, amen. Somebody else ain't hard to move, amen. God do bless, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Jesus. God.
near in despair when he came to me.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for passing on.
And he showed me that I could be
an altar call. You know, years ago, I visited a guy in the hospital, men a deacon. And brother, he went in there for, I believe, appendicitis or something. But we went and we talked with him. And he said he wasn't saved. And I said, well, can we? You care if we have prayer? No, you go ahead. Talk about everything but the Lord. 2 or 3 days later, we went back in there. I said, well, could we have prayer? You do what you want to do. Don't matter. But anyway, that man, he got some kind of staph infection. And the man was gone in 2 weeks. Young man. As far as I know, he died and went to hell. You oughtn't say that, preacher. Well, he might have got saved between then and there, but according to his brother. But his brother told me, he said, Brother Harold, he said, I'm coming to your church. And he said, when you sang the last verse, he said, would you please sing one more? He said, because it's so hard to move. And I ain't never forgot that, Randy. And I said, if one more verse could get you to come. I've seen a lot of them when it seems like, glory to God, that you've done all you could do. I've seen a lot of them break and come down this aisle. And God gloriously saved them. That close to hell, one heartbeat out of eternity. That's all it is tonight. But the Lord loves you.
Amen.
And I believe, just as we tried to read that scripture last night, as Isaiah saw the Lord high and mighty, lifted up. He's been lifted up here tonight.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Teddy. I won't say nothing else. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. God's good. Amen. Amen. I don't ever get time to say that comes true. Amen. Amen. True tonight. We're not going to dismiss the service tonight, so we'll do that tonight whenever the revival is over. But again, I don't know everybody that's here, but I want you to know I love you. I love you. It don't matter if you're safe or lost.
Brother Brian texted me Monday. He said he wanted the church to pray for Sister Tina. She'll be having eye surgery Wednesday.
And I'd like to have all of you pray for my wife. She's in the hospital. Shake hands. Well done.